Title: Building Pocket Through Noto Missions Advanced. Alright, let's get into an advanced pocket lesson for drum and bass in Ableton Live, and the core idea is going to sound almost too simple. Your groove gets better when you stop playing so much. Pocket in DNB isn't just swing, and it isn't just ghost notes. A lot of that rolled forward, techie feel comes from deliberate omissions. You remove the obvious hits, you create negative space, and suddenly the hits that remain feel louder, deeper, and more intentional without you touching the fader. Here's what we're building: a 16-bar rolling DNB groove around 172 BPM. Two-step kick and snare as the spine, hats and percussion that intentionally refuse to fill every step, and a bass line that breathes, meaning it has rests and controlled note lengths instead of constant sustain. Step 0. Quick setup. Set Ableton's tempo to 172 BPM. Set your grid to 1/16 and turn on fixed grid. Create a drum rack track for drums, an instrument track for bass, and optionally a return track for a little reverb or delay. Keep it mostly stock. EQ8, saturator, glue compressor, drum bus, utility, auto filter. Now step 1. Build the anchor. No pocket without a spine. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip on your drum rack. Start with a clean 2-step skeleton. Kick on bar 1, beat 1. That's 1.1.1. Then on bar 2, beat 1, 2.1.1. You can mirror it exactly. Keep it predictable. Snare on bar 1, beat 2, 1.2.1. Snare again on bar 2, beat 2, 2.2.1. And I want you to hear this as an agreement you make with the listener. The kick and snare are the contract. The pocket comes from everything else negotiating around it, not from moving the snare around or getting creative with the backbone. On the drum group, do light control. EQ8, high pass at 25 to 30 Hz, gentle slope. If it's boxy, a small dip around 250 to 400. Glue compressor, 2 to 1 ratio, attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto. You want maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, tops. Optional drum bus, small drive, small crunch, and be careful with boom. We're trying to make the groove breathe, not inflate. Cool. Step 2. Hats. Then we delete the obvious ones. This is where the lesson really starts. Program closed hats on every single 1/16 note for 2 bars. Yes, all of them. It's going to sound like a demo loop. That's fine. This is your clay. Now we sculpt pocket by removing. First omission. Make snare air. Delete the hat that lands on the snare itself at 1.2.1 and 2.2.1. And then delete the hat immediately after the snare as well. That first little 16th right after. Depending on how you're looking at the grid, it's the next 16th following 1.2.1. Do the same in bar 2. When you do this, you're creating a tiny vacuum around the backbeat. The snare feels like it sticks out more, even if its volume doesn't change. This is one of those pro moves that people hear as mixing, but it's actually composition. Second omission, create pull into key hits. Pick 1 or 2 pre-hit moments, usually right before the snare or a key kick. A classic move, delete the hat at the last 16th before beat 2. So in bar 1, remove the hat at 1.1.4. Do that in bar 2 as well at 2.1.4. Listen to what happens. The groove leans forward. It feels like it's inhaling and then snapping into the backbeat. Now, optional but powerful, replace only some deleted hits with ghost hats, super low velocity, like 15 to 30 velocity, not a full return. Think of it like you're shading, not repainting. Strong hats live more around 75 to 100, supporting hats 40 to 70, ghost hats 10 to 30, and real pocket requires real zeros, meaning actual deleted notes. Quick coach note while you're here, think in phrases, not steps. After you delete notes, loop those 2 bars and ask yourself, does the hat pattern now sound like a short sentence with commas? Or does it still sound like a run-on paragraph? Pocket usually sounds like punctuation. Step 3. Percussion pocket using call and response. Add a rim, woodblock, fully tick, anything short and percussive. Put a few syncopated hits around the bar, and then do something that feels wrong at first. Remove the percussion hit that feels most expected. For example, you can try placing hits around 1.1.3, 1.1.3.3, 1.2.3, and 2.1.3. Then listen, which one feels like, yep, of course that's there. Often it's the one that crowds the snare area. Delete it. Now add one answer hit after a gap, late in the bar. Something like 1.2.4.3 or a late hit in bar 2, near the end. The gap becomes the question, and the late hit becomes the reply. That's the groove talking. Processing for that perk, Auto filter high pass around 300 to 600 Hz. Slight resonance, just to keep it top focused. Saturator, soft clip on, 2 to 6 dB drive. Utility if you want a little width on this top layer, but keep it tasteful. The lows are not where you want width. Now step 4. Bass pocket through omissions and release control. This is where a lot of almost good D&B falls apart. The bass is present, but it never shuts up. Constant note duration kills bounce. Pick a quick bass source. Wave Eatable for Modern Reese. Operator for clean sub, or layer them. Sub plus mid. Let's do a fast sub in operator. Sine wave. Attack at zero. Decay around 300 milliseconds. Sustain basically down and release around 80 to 140 milliseconds. Then put saturator after it. Drive 3 to 6 dB. Soft clip on so you can hear it on smaller speakers. And keep the sub mono. Use utility with at zero on sub track. Or at least make sure everything under about 120 Hz is centered. Now program a 2-bar bass line that's a little too busy on purpose. 6 to 10 notes is plenty. Think rolling eighths with some sixteenths. Then apply the omission rules. Roll 1. Remove bass under the snare, or shorten it so it ends before the snare. Around 1.2.1 and 2.2.1. You want space. You can delete the note, or tighten it so the release stops before the snare hits. This is huge. Your snare will suddenly feel more aggressive, and the groove will bounce harder. Roll 2. Remove the first note of a repeated motif. If bar 2 repeats bar 1's bass phrase, delete the first note of the repetition, or replace it with a tiny ghost stab. The listener's brain fills in what they expected to hear, and that creates motion without more notes. Roll 3. Treat rests like accents. Try deleting a bass note right before a key kick or downbeat. For example, remove bass at 1.1.4 so the next downbeat feels heavier. In D&B, silence is not emptiness. Silence is impact setup. Now do the part that separates advanced grooves from MIDI loops. Note lengths. Make some notes tight 1/16 stabs. Some notes can be 1/8 pushes. And some moments must be true silence. If your synth rings too long, the pocket dies. Shorten the amp envelope release. If you need extra control, you can use a gate after the synth. But envelope shaping is usually cleaner. Step 5. Glue the groove with selective swing. Not everywhere. This is where people accidentally wreck their own drums. Do not put groove on the whole drum rack if it makes your snare late and weak. Split your drums into two MIDI tracks if you can. One track is drum backbone, kick and snare only. Keep that hard on the grid. Second track is top loop, hats and perks. Open groove pool and grab something like MPC 16 swing, and try 54 to 58, start around 56. Apply it only to the top loop. Set timing around 30 to 60%. Keep velocity influence low, like 0 to 20, because D&B likes controlled dynamics. Random should be tiny, like 0 to 10, just a hint. The contrast is the magic. Anchors are solid, top stance, that is pocket. Advanced micro timing option, instead of grooving everything, nudge only a few notes by a few milliseconds. Pull some ghost hats slightly late, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, so they sit back. Push one late bar hat slightly early, 1 to 3 milliseconds, so it tucks and releases. Kick and snare stay locked. You're shaping the edges, not moving the foundation. Now step 6. Arrangement by subtracting, not stacking. Duplicate your 2-bar loop out to 16 bars. Bars 1 to 4, lean version. More omissions in hats. Minimal bass movement. Bars 5 to 8. Bring back one or two supportive hat hits, or add a couple ghost hats. Not a full grid. Bars 9 to 12. Introduce one new percussion voice, but omit another. Swap. Don't stack. Density stays controlled. Interest goes up. Bars 13 to 16. Do an anti-fill. Remove something predictable in the turnaround, like a familiar offbeat hat, and add one displaced late hit as punctuation. Silence plus one marker often hits harder at 172 than a busy fill. One of my favorite D&B transition tricks, remove a single expected hat right before the section change. No big riser, no extra notes. The listener feels the floor drop out for a split second, and the next bar lands harder. Now a couple quick mixing and pocket coach checks. Silence priority test. If you're using parallel distortion or reverb returns, mute the kick and snare and listen to only your tops and returns. If it turns into a constant hiss bed, your omissions aren't translating. Pull the return down, high pass it, or only send selected answer hits into it. Another test, metronome contrast. Turn the metronome on for 10 seconds while looping. If your groove still feels intentional against the click, you've actually built pocket. If it suddenly feels messy or accidental, Your omissions probably aren't phrased, they're random. And remember, omissions work best when something acknowledges the gap. Maybe a tiny velocity swell after the silence. Maybe a late Foley tick. Maybe the bass release ends decisively right before the snare. The listener should feel that the missing hit was a decision. Pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Sidechain with intention. You can key a compressor on the bass from the kick and even the snare. Ratio around 4 to 1, attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release 60 to 120, 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction is often enough. The goal isn't pumping, it's making room for the anchors. Also, if you use parallel dirt on drums, keep it low and high passed so your silences still read as silence. If you obliterate everything with a crush return, you'll unknowingly erase the very gaps you work to create. Stereo discipline. Keep the sub centered. Let the tops and Reese mids be wide. Pocket feels tighter when the low end is disciplined. And a fun advanced variation. The shadow bar. Make bar 1 a little more active in hats and perks. In bar 2, remove 2 to 4 top hits, especially mid bar, but add 1 late answer near the end of bar 2. Your loop suddenly feels longer than 2 bars, without adding any new sound. Before we wrap, here's a quick 15-minute practice drill you can do right now. Program your 2-step kick and snare for 2 bars. Add a full 1/16 hats. Delete hats on every snare step. And delete at least 2 pre-hit positions, like the last 16th before the snare. Write a bass line with 6 to 10 notes. Delete at least 2 bass notes, and shorten at least 2 notes so they end before the snares. Apply swing only to hats and perks, timing around 40 to 50%. Bounce a quick 16-bar loop and ask, does the snare feel louder without turning it up? Does it roll even when simplified? If not, remove 2 more events, 1 hat and 1 bass note. Then listen again. Recap. A rolling DNB pocket is often strategic omission, not more layers. Lock your kick and snare anchors. Sculpt hats by deleting around the snare and before key hits. Make bass breathe by using rests and controlling release, especially around snares. Apply swing selectively to tops, not anchors. Arrange by swapping and subtracting so energy rises without clutter. If you tell me what kind of sub you're using, pure sine, distorted, or sub under a Reese, and whether you're aiming for rollers, jump up, or tech step, I can give you a couple tailored omission templates you can drop straight into MIDI.